DePaul Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's college connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UQLable, the world's greatest acronym. And you can check us out at depaul.edu/writing. I hope everybody's having a good morning and not too stressed out with finals week already. I'm your host, Ryan McQueenie, joined by my co-host, Mariah Wolfel.
Good morning, Skrull Nation.
Hi, Mariah.
Hi.
So I was thinking about this week, I would just go, like, instead of doing that really awesome intro we put together this quarter, I was going to go, yo, 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 it's Skrull Radio. Because that kind of, like, rhymes. So, no? Should I not do
you
that?
You Skrull listeners can anticipate some big changes to Skrull in the next quarter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you've made this sound like it's a bad thing.
No. It's going to be a great thing.
I'm good at my job.
Ryan is
Gosh,
great at his job,
it.
And you will be in good hands. And with that being said, I might as well just say it, that I will be phasing out of Skrull Radio and out of the Writing Center entirely, which is really sad.
That's
and Ryan
sad
will be taking
voice.
Over as your main Skrull host with a second Skrull host to be announced.
TBD.
To
also, speaking of taking over, we taking over one city at a time. DJ Colin.
Great.
Did you not listen to that song when you were in high school?
No.
Did you listen to any DJ Colin when you were in high school?
I've never heard those two words.
Hold the phone right now. You've
together.
Never heard of DJ Khaled before?
No.
You listen to rap music? I know you listen to rap music.
Yeah.
You never heard of DJ Khaled?
No.
Huh. That shocks me.
Ryan is giving me such a sketch look right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, that's just shocking to me. He's Robert, you've heard of DJ Khaled. Robert has heard of DJ Khaled before. Yeah, he knows who DJ Khaled is. Our GA knows who DJ Khaled is.
I feel inadequate.
Okay. I'm just we're gonna move on because like I'm kind of shocked. This show isn't about you not knowing who DJ Khaled is. This show is about you leaving us. Yeah, Robert's giving me the thumbs up. He knows who DJ Khaled is. This show is about you leaving us.
I know.
And we're so sad about it.
I know.
I'm gonna cry. Okay, Mariah. This show. I want to make it about you for sure because you've put in so much hard work here for Skrull Radio and Skrull Nation. Thanks you. But it's not all about you.
Okay? Oh, man.
It's mostly about word of the day.
I should have expected that.
Which is, as you know, and as Skrull Nation knows, America's favorite talk show segment. So we're going to transition on into word of the day. We've been going on this streak where Robert, our graduate assistant, has been doing word of the day instead of me picking it. And I really like it because it allows me to participate in
yes,
word of the day.
I really like it too, because you don't have this like false sense of authority
right.
in the studio from just like looking up the word and knowing it. Right. From the internet.
Somehow, like, everything we do, like, it's Ryan's the worst. And Ryan is egotistical. And Ryan's not good at hosting the show. And Ryan this and Ryan that. I was just making an observation about how I like to play this game. And
I
you have to throw me under the bus.
Making an observation about my own experience.
Right.
Within
okay.
the studio.
All right. Okay. So we're going to do word of the day. The word of the day is Lenvoy. Lenvoy. No, it's not that. It's Lenvoy, I would say.
Okay.
It's a verb.
It's a verb.
Yeah, that's fun.
Lenvoy.
We don't have a lot of verbs on Word of the Day. Spelled Lenvoy. As return Skrull Nation listeners will know, we will be giving clues about what Lenvoy means throughout the course of the episode. But if you think you know, text us at 773-325-7341 and give us your best guess, and we will read it on air. And whoever gets it right wins a hug from me. Although last week it was a hug from me if you won the Poetry Slam. That was a great hug. I don't know. I think I've been like slacking on my hugs though.
Yeah, I think you need to step it up a little bit. I mean, if it's going to be the main incentive for like people to win any game that we have on Scrawl Radio.
Good point.
I think you need to step up your hug game. Maybe wear a fuzzy sweater on the day of Scrawl Radio.
A fuzzy sweater.
To just make your hugs a little bit more cozy.
Okay. Not a bad idea, actually. Okay, so that was 773-325-7341. Text us in your guesses. If you don't have a guess, just text it and say hi. Like, I want to hear from you,
Scrawl
Nation.
Yeah, please. Just tell us what your favorite part about Scrawl Radio
this is. This is our last episode of the quarter. This is Mariah's last episode ever. That was like a sad voice. I don't know if that worked. Okay. So, Mariah, you're leaving. That seems so harsh. You're departing your...
Oh, that's even worse.
That's worse.
Departing.
You're going to the big Radio DePaul studio in the sky.
Oh my God.
No, that's not... You're not dying.
Up there with previous Scrawl hosts, Brandon Haske, Rima Manwi,
who are listening.
Steppen,
I would hope are listening.
Kevin Kaufman.
Oh, wow. That's a throwback.
Some of the greatest. Yeah, some of the greatest.
Yeah. So I want to just talk about you and your bright smile and your charismatic spirit. How was your time here? Tell us about your time here. I want to hear about it because I was only able to join you for a quarter. How long were you here?
I've been here since the beginning of my sophomore year, and I'm a senior, so quite a while. It's really defined my experience at DePaul.
Is that being on Scrawl Radio or being a tutor at the Uckable?
Being a tutor at the Uckable, because I'm just speaking in general because I am leaving the Uckable entirely.
Yeah.
So it's really defined my experience. When I joined Scrawl Radio, it was the middle of my junior year, I think, or the beginning of, I don't know. My years all blur together.
Such a blur.
Yeah.
College, man.
But I've been on Scrawl for like a year and a half. So being on Scrawl has been such a blessing to me. Friday mornings are like a main highlight of my week. And I think the biggest takeaway from Scrawl is just like the connection that I've made with fellow hosts on Scrawl. Like even Ryan and I have been on for a quarter together and have gotten close and just built a friendship. And, you know, it goes without being said for Scrawl listeners from last year that Rima and Brandon and I and Megan Deppen, who was on with me for a little bit as well, really formed a bond and a rapport together that I think translated to the air. So yeah, that's been like the best part for me, I think.
Okay, that's interesting to hear. What about specific moments? And I know there's so many moments having been here since sophomore year. Does anything stick out from you as a favorite tutoring moment at the Uckable or favorite moment in the Writing Center?
Oh, a favorite tutoring moment? That's a good question. I think my favorite experience at the Writing Center, and many people know this because I talk about it a lot, has been working with a writer who is also registered in the Center for Students with Disabilities. And I worked with him for like three quarters straight as a recurring appointment for 2 hours every week. And that was just so rewarding. And I learned so much. And we really built like a connection and a friendship. So that was my like most rewarding experience at the Writing Center, I think.
Cool. It's your story. I don't want to put my own opinion on it. Yeah. That's fantastic to hear, though. I did not know that you had that experience.
Yeah.
We've never talked about that before.
Yeah.
So you learn things. I'm learning new things about you even on this, your last day.
I know.
Okay. So what about your favorite moment on Scrawl Radio? Because there seems to be... this is going to be hard to pick, but it seems almost as if like I'm a tutor and then I'm also a host on Scrawl Radio. Like, it seems like these are two different jobs.
Yeah. Like, it would be more like I'm a Scrawl Radio host and then I'm a tutor. Because Scrawl Radio has been my favorite part. It's no secret. Scrawl has been my favorite part of the Uckable. my schedule keeps getting busier and busier each quarter as I come closer to graduating, and I'm starting the graduate program, the 5-year graduate program at DePaul. But Scrawl Radio, I mean, as well as how much I love tutoring, but really Scrawl Radio has kept me at the Writing Center for a long time. But yeah, they're two separate things, of course. I'm sorry, what was the question again? I forgot.
It was your favorite moment on Scrawl Radio.
Oh, right.
And this is going to melt your heart.
What is?
We just got a text in at the studio. You're going to really like this.
Okay.
It says, Mariah in all caps, 3 exclamation points. I love you and I'm so proud of you. Heart from Brandon.
Oh, I love Brandon. That is Brandon Haskey.
Hi, Brandon.
Who was our fearless leader for over a year at Scrawl Radio, and who really like changed the show for the
and
better.
Now he's a stupid adult doing an adult thing.
Now he's like in the adult world and probably getting another like graduate degree or
doesn't
a PhD.
Doesn't he have 3 master's degrees now?
Two
in an undergraduate.
I think
Brandon,
two
can you text
degrees.
Us back and tell us how many master's degrees you have?
But Brandon now actually runs his own podcast. Shout out to Chicanery, which I think you can find on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And Brandon talks about different
stuff. Okay, I don't want to get too off topic because this is totally about you. But speaking of finding on iTunes, Scrawl Radio is now officially on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Yes.
So check us out there. Getting straight to your ear in a bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
As what Scrawl Radio is about.
Yeah.
Yo, peer writing tutoring. Okay, so
I got like really aggressive.
I'm about it. Like this is okay, Brandon. Brandon says, "I promise, being an adult sucks hard. Never grow up." P.S. I have 3 masters.
P.S. I'm killing it though.
Okay, so kind of.
Okay, my favorite moment at school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really answer that question?
No, yet? I still haven't. I'm still kind of having trouble thinking about my favorite moment at Scrawl, on Scrawl. Probably like a few different highlights. One was running the board for the first time, which for listeners is just like pretty much
steering the ship.
Steering the ship, turning mics up, transitioning from music to commercial breaks and stuff like that. That was really cool. And then the first time I hosted the show, that was really cool. And just this quarter, like kind of running the show and co-hosting it with Ryan has been really fun. But also, Scrawl Radio hosts the annual Pennies Awards at the Alcohol.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Every quarter. And the Pennies Awards are kind of like our Grammys, where we reward different tutors for different awesome things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a host of Pennies, that has been extremely fun.
It seemed fun to be up there last year. I just was watching. Okay, I want you to inspire us. Okay. What is the most important thing you would take away from your time at the Aqua Bowl?
Probably the extreme importance of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just seems so apparent in every aspect of my life now. And looking back on it, like, that started at the Aqua Bowl. Like, that sense of value placed on collaboration was instilled in me through my work at the Aqua Bowl and my training here, and just like constant collaboration with writers and Scrawl hosts and directors and everyone who's contributing to this larger goal of making the Aqua Bowl awesome, have just all collaborated so well with each other, and it translates to everything. I like almost can't accomplish anything before talking it over with someone now. Like, I need to bounce ideas off people, and I need to talk to people about that. So that's probably my main takeaway.
That's beautiful. What?
Thanks.
How lovely to hear. You just made all the directors at the Writing Center, their hearts just filled with warmth.
Because
that's really, really, like, we can't say it enough, what the Aqua Bowl is about.
Yeah.
If that is, you know, if you could say in one word what the Aqua Bowl is about, it would say collaboration.
Yeah.
So
and you don't have
awesome
to work
to
there.
That,
you don't have to work there to get that sense of value and collaboration.
Okay. And I'll give you 5 words or less for this next answer. There will be a new host next quarter. I'll be staying on. There will be a new host to fill your spot. I don't know who it is yet. for that TBD next host, quick piece of advice.
It's always about the listener at the end of the day. Hang on. No, I want more than five words.
That's five words.
At the end of the day,
conjunction,
you're thinking about what our audience base wants to hear and what's going to like be compelling to them and structure the show around that.
Okay. Next host, you're out there listening because of course you would be.
If they're not, then
there's your advice. So we're going to take our first break really quickly, but as we do every week on Scrawl Radio, the first break is accompanied by a song chosen by the guest. We don't have a guest this week. This is Mariah's episode. So she chose the song. You chose Dixie Chicks' Wide Open Spaces. I love the Dixie Chicks. Why did you choose this song?
I chose this song because I Googled list of goodbye songs.
Oh my goodness.
And no, I happen to love this song and it was on the list. So of course I'm going to choose it over like Closing Time or like Bye 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 by NSYNC. So,
well, okay. Let's just clear the air here. You didn't mean to like disparage those songs.
No, those are both great. Fantastic pieces of music. But just put up against Dixie Chicks' Wide Open Spaces. They're like thrown to horrible.
Right. I feel you. Okay. So this is Dixie Chicks Wide Open Spaces. When we get back from the break, we will be talking about other types of goodbyes. We're going to do a special goodbye themed episode. So take it away, Dixie Chicks.
Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of storm. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of a place out west, but what it holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new places. She knows the highest. This road as a child, wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired, but now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this. Folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there.